Allegiant Air takes 30 MD-80s out of service, improving safety through recurrent training data. And David Riggs' death is now official. This is Aero News for Monday, September 23, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Allegiant Air has taken 30 of its MD-80 aircraft out of service. The move came after the FAA said it became aware that Allegiant Air may not have inspected some emergency evacuation slides on its MD-80 fleet at required intervals. The agency learned about the issue while investigating an emergency evacuation of Allegiant Airlines Flight 436 at McCarran International Airport on September 16th, in which all passengers were evacuated safely. The airline said in a news release that it has already begun the re-inspections and expects to complete the process by the end of September. MD-80 aircraft will be placed back in service as soon as possible after the slides pass re-inspection, although a number of flights may be delayed or canceled during the process. The Society of Aviation Flight Educators, SAFE, has asked the FAA to start collecting information on pilot recurrent safety training in addition to the data the agency already collects on airports, aircraft, and aircraft activity. SAFE says such data is critical for creating effective general aviation safety initiatives that will be used by the pilot community, and that information on pilot participation in FAR Part 61.58 instrument proficiency checks and in the FAA's new WINGS program would be particularly helpful. SAFE's request came in part because of the Society's work on the ongoing FAA Loss of Control Work Group, a part of the agency's General Aviation Joint Steering Committee. That committee focuses on loss of control general aviation accidents, which are almost always fatal. SAFE says such accidents are almost always called pilot error, yet they rarely have any information on what recurrency training the pilot has taken and when. They hope the data will help to explain why these types of accidents keep occurring. The remains of David G. Riggs, a multiple convicted felon, con man, and errant pilot, were pulled from a Chinese lake by a dive and recovery team and were identified as the illicit airman. After years of holding our breath and dreading the beating the aviation world was taking over the crimes and misdeeds of one of the most dreadful aviators in the world, ANN can sadly now confirm that the potential for future damage and death is finally over. David Riggs described himself as a world champion pilot and aviation entrepreneur, but with pretty much little to no evidence available to back up those claims, he was far better known for his FAA violations, criminal arrest, and eventual conviction for a stunt in Southern California in which he buzzed the Santa Monica Pier at over 250 knots at very low altitude in an L-39. Riggs perished in a crash of a Lancair while attempting to fly low enough to ski his manes along the surface of a lake in China. An 18-year-old female Chinese interpreter was also killed in the crash. MGL Avionics has released a firmware update for the Explorer IEFIS designed for the sport and experimental aircraft markets. The new firmware gives pilots the ability to select screen layouts by simply selecting engine options, fuel options, and more, resulting in different default screen layouts without the need to create custom screens. MGL says on its blog that the upgrade makes the IEFIS system more plug-and-play than ever before. The upgrade applies only to the Explorer model of the system. MGL also recently introduced its Challenger IEFIS, which features a larger screen. Bombardier Aerospace is planning its 17th annual Safety Stand-Down USA to be held in Wichita, Kansas from September 30th through October 3rd. The plane maker says safer skies are the mission of the Safety Stand-Down program. Its mission is achieved by creating a community of aviation professionals committed to lifelong learning and to higher standards of safety and professionalism throughout the industry. All safety aviation professionals, regardless of aircraft type operated, are invited to attend Stand-Down USA free of charge. A highlight of the Safety Stand-Down USA will be the presentation of the second annual Eugene Cernan Safety Award by its namesake, Captain Eugene Cernan, NASA retired, commander of Apollo 17. When Aero News continues, a near mid-air over Australia. fast-tracking Auburn's War Eagle pilot apps. And hello, Kitty.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Monday, September 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Two Qantas jets apparently narrowly avoided colliding in midair Friday when they came within about 900 feet of each other near Adelaide, Australia. An air traffic controller apparently placed the aircraft, both A330s, on a collision course over Gulf St. Vincent just south of Adelaide. The two airplanes were flying in opposite directions between Sydney and Perth. The incident was the result of the controller granting a request from flight QF-581, traveling west, for clearance to a higher altitude. He apparently did not recognize that the action would place the westbound flight directly in the path of eastbound flight QF-576. The pilot who requested the change responded to TCAS warnings and took evasive action, according to a report appearing in the Australian newspaper, The Advertiser. The corrective action was apparently not noticed by the passengers aboard the plane. One told the paper that he had seen the other airplane pass directly beneath the A330 he was aboard, but did not find it to be unusual. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau has opened an investigation into the incident. The controller has been placed on leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Aviation graduates from the Auburn University Raymond J. Harbert College of Business will be eligible to earn an Airline Transport Pilot, or ATP, certificate with as few as 1,000 flying hours, rather than the 1,500 hours as mandated by a new law that took effect on August the 2nd. The FAA recognizes the quality of graduates from top collegiate aviation programs and is sanctioning those institutions to certify its students for hiring with as much as one-third fewer flight hours, modifying the August legislation. Auburn is currently one of just six such schools nationally with this designation, although other schools have submitted applications to join the group. EVA Air has introduced its popular Hello Kitty jets to U.S. travelers. EVA Chairman and Airline Captain K.W. Chang piloted the first long-range edition of the aircraft, painted with the pop icon Hello Kitty and other Sanrio friends from Taipei, Taiwan, on its first flight to Los Angeles. EVA Chairman K.W. Chang initiated the Hello Kitty jets to make flying fun, and passengers seem to love them. The new EVA Hello Kitty hand-in-hand jet marks the first time Hello Kitty is featured on an aircraft amongst her Sanrio friends. The bright display of 19 Sanrio characters are shown hand-in-hand in different shapes and sizes on both sides of the fuselage. The Hello Kitty experience begins at airport check-ins with Hello Kitty boarding passes and baggage stickers. On board, flight attendants wear pink aprons and Hello Kitty designs, and passengers use more than 100 in-flight service items, including headrest covers, pillows, tissue, hand cream, liquid hand soap, napkins, paper cups, utensils, snacks, and meals. EVA Air and Sanrio have developed new in-flight service items specifically designed for the Hello Kitty hand-in-hand jet, including a selection of limited-edition Hello Kitty duty-free products that fans can purchase in-flight. Seems we've come a long way since the old Braniff Airlines simply used to paint their airplanes in every color of the rainbow. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.